Hey there, you guys. How are you? Jacqueline Jacks for ABA Live Radio, and I'm here with a track list to play for you guys. It's a Wednesday. I don't know about you, but I am pretty distracted these days. I have no idea. Maybe it's the nice weather outside. Maybe it's just that so much has gone on in the course of a day. I mean, literally, I have had not your typical Wednesday, just to say the least. But all good. That's very true. Not anything bad. But I've got some really good songs for you. So if you want to stick around, I am live streaming on Twitter right now. And this is going to be fun because, we do these song reviews, especially when we get new tracks in. Tomorrow, however, I want to give you a heads up, is the songwriter showcase. So not only are you going to get to hear some really great songs today, but you're going to have to hear some really great songs tomorrow as well in the songwriter showcase, because that's going to be really fun. So two great shows coming up. I also just recently did an interview with Paddock, and we had a really fun chat. We actually put it all over the internet, so you guys probably saw it if you wanted to catch the video portion of it. That was available for you on YouTube as well as Twitter and Facebook. We just went ahead and put it on all of them because every time I put it on one, then I always get people saying, "Well, I'm not on that one. I'm only on this one." So we tried to put it in as many places as possible. And for those of you who get lost, just go to YouTube because YouTube, like, at least it's got, you don't really have to be a YouTube member to see YouTube. You could actually just go to the website on your computer. So that makes it a little easier. A little bit of news, though, I have to say about this body shaming stuff. I mean, it is seriously the topic of conversation lately. Now, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but Adele lost 100 pounds, which is amazing, right? The last news I heard from her, she was kind of backing out of the show business thing and just kind of raising her child and going to do family things. And so she should. She's been working really hard, and being on the road is no life, right? At all. So that's probably the worst part of making music, is being on the road, constantly touring, constantly being distracted, and just doing that like one focused job. But it's like a 24-hour thing because you never really land. So, in any case, she's had some issues in the past. She definitely has had some health issues as well. She lost 100 pounds on a really great diet that removes toxins, which is actually the way I eat. In general, I mean, I never, ever, ever eat processed foods. I stay away from like unhealthy choices. I try to like limit salt and sugars and stuff like that. I'm even sitting in front of a power shake right now. So I think it's a mindset, right? So in any case, she used this time out of the spotlight to get in a better mindset of eating and health, which I think is a wonderful example and certainly something that everybody should consider. Now, I guess two or three posts went out on Instagram, as they tend to do when you're a celebrity. And she started looking progressively thinner, and people started commenting on it. Now, it wasn't until the last post went out where she looked 100 pounds thinner. I mean, she looked very, very thin, and people were saying, "It doesn't look like Adele." Okay, well, it is Adele. I mean, what do you mean it doesn't look like Adele? Like, is Adele supposed to look like a certain thing? You know what I mean? It's kind of like, it's amazing how somebody who is a celebrity and known for one thing, or known for a certain look, which is tied to a certain talent, starts to get objectified. And this is what the controversy has been, is it's like, did she have a right to get healthy and lose weight? And when they say she didn't look like Adele, why? Because she's not fat? Because that's still Adele, right? But to say that she doesn't look like herself is kind of a bad thing to say, because it's body shaming, basically. So this is what the controversy's been about. You have all these people getting really angry. So you got one side that says she looked great the way she was, and you get the other side that say, yeah, but she was unhealthy. And she even admitted herself she felt unhealthy, so she needed to get healthy. Then the other side is saying, well, does healthy equal thin, or skinny? Don't you think she lost too much weight? So now it's like the typical volleyball is going back and forth. So much so that it went viral. And people are still talking about it. Like all across YouTube, everywhere you go, people are making a comment about the gravity of this situation, which I think is really interesting because we all, I think we pretty much all would rather be a certain weight than not, right? And how many times have you said, oh, I just don't feel good. I need to lose weight. So you kind of equate excess weight with health. And it's maybe in our wheelhouse at this point that we kind of look, we don't really equate beauty with weight as much. Although I see some people that really do, but everybody knew Adele was beautiful before she lost the weight. So I think it's not in this case a matter of you're beautiful if you're skinny. However, with that being said, they do still say in these conversations, and I think that you'll notice it too, and you'll kind of maybe be able to explain to me why she is not able to be herself at any weight. Like, why does it matter if she loses weight and gets healthy? I mean, that's a good thing. And what is it to anyone else anyway, if this is how she wants to be and this is what she wants for her life? You know what I mean? Why are people so angry about it? That's what I don't understand. You know, like, is it saying that you're going to have to work at it too? And that's a whole nother conversation. Now we have people saying, this is another thing. The lazy people get fat and the non-lazy people who are willing to work out every day and put time and energy into their bodies are thin. That is a huge, big topic. I did not say at first, so just so you know, don't kill the messenger. Don't come after me, because if you come for me, I'll come for you right back. But this is what I'm saying. It is just constantly in this spin and this turn, and it's been going on for months. I don't even know if you realize it's been going on for months. So now, in the news, this leads me to the next one. Before I play a song, I'm just gonna go there because I want to hear what you have to say. I'm really interested in seeing if people are really objectifying each other as much as this conversation has gotten out of hand, right? Like, really, like, if I gain weight, because my weight fluctuates, am I therefore unhealthy? And am I sexier at this weight? Or is my sense of humor, or maybe my personality, what makes me attractive? Just curious, just put it out there. I'd like to know. I'm just kind of curious about it because I want to know what I have to work on so that you guys don't like throw me under the bus. All right. So the other artist that jumped into this is Billie Eilish. So Billie puts out a video, which is really interesting in her own way, right? With the really dark music and the tone and the whole thing going there. And she very slowly starts to strip off her hoodie that's covering everything. And to the point where she's basically undressing on camera, but then submerges into water. Meanwhile, she's doing this, it's not really a song, it's kind of like a commentary on her questions about weight and being objectified and how people react to you when you are a certain weight, and why do people care so much about it? You know what I mean? So I really thought it was interesting because when I saw that, I was like, ooh, so this is going to a whole nother conversation. Now, I think we should, after I play a song, I'm actually going to go and check out the YouTube video and just see what people are saying on the bottom of it, because it's really kind of drawn my interest. It's attracted me to this topic now because I'm kind of like, why is this? Is this just something to talk about, or is this really a thing? Do people really think that fat means unhealthy, and is that fair? And I mean, perhaps it is, because most of the people that I know that have gained weight want to lose weight. They say they feel unhealthy. They usually have had a thyroid issue, or they just ate the wrong thing and it was part of a depression. So Not, I've never really come to think about it, known anyone who was overweight that wasn't struggling in some way. They weren't like happy and overweight. They were wishing they were not. So this, there's something to be said for it, right? Even though we take this ball, we run with it, and we're always like, oh no, it's not right to judge people. It's not. However, with that being said, our mentality is usually to put people in a box. And it's almost something that you can't help at this point, right? You have to like teach your, you can't even teach your children not to put people in a box because here's why. It starts with fear. If you teach your children to judge everyone equally, then you can't tell children not to fear certain kinds of people. That's where it starts. You can't not prepare them for life, but in essence, you're setting up all of those nice little things that we now have in our head about objectifying people, categorizing people, you know, all the things that we say we don't want to do. You can't help it, honestly, because we live in a world where we do have to categorize people to protect the ones we love in some way, shape, or form. Think about that. Just think about that. What's Ryan say? Honestly, hi, Ryan. Honestly, I would never have known about any of this had you brought it up, let alone cared. Yeah, I know, right? Just love yourself and your life. Yeah, I agree. I agree. You have to be easier on yourself. I agree. I mean, there are moments, honestly, in my life, there are moments where I didn't let myself go. I just didn't work out as much. I couldn't focus on my eating, and I was eating the wrong things. And it's not that I really gained weight, I just didn't feel really well. So I tend to equate healthy with thinner because of the way my body processes certain foods. If I eat right, I get a lot of energy and therefore I stay thin. And that's just something that's happening with me. You know what I mean? So I don't know. All right, let's play a song, shall we? And then I will continue this conversation. I'm gonna, just out of curiosity, I'm gonna go look up the comments because I'm just curious about what the world thinks about stuff like this. So kicking off Release Radar, and thank you for joining this conversation. Thank you for indulging me a little bit in some banter because I'm really interested in some of these topics and how they evolve and what people are really thinking. Because it does matter. And in essence, we have to kind of have this conversation in order to fix it, right? Because if we don't, we'll never fix it. So we have to talk about it sometimes. Push Up is the first song on the dashboard. This one is out of Las Vegas and it's by Manic Sound Expulsion. I thought it was Explosion at first, but it's not. It's Expulsion. Brings a dub funk sound to the new single Push Up. I think you're gonna like this song. It's created by Kingzilla. You guys remember him, right? Yeah. He's actually got a song on our hip hop list too. All right, so let's give it a listen. For sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. I like it. I like it. And you're right, it is a good dance track. He's done a good job. It's something different. You know, it's not Kingzilla's typical thing, right? And it's hard. I was thinking about this the other day, actually. I was thinking to myself, okay, so we know Kingzilla's usual tribal beats and hip hop and like really saying the stuff that needs to be said. And then he's got this other thing called the sound experience, which I think is, he's right, it is more dub funk and it is more created like with techno and different beats and more of the dance music flair, you know? What would happen though if he melted this style with the Kingzilla style and came out with remixes? I mean, what would that be under this? It could be under the same thing technically, right? But I don't know. So there's this second brand emerging from Kingzilla called Manic Sound Expulsion. Manic Sound Expulsion. All right. All right. Out of Las Vegas, different sound within the style. He calls it dub funk. I just, you know, this is the thing. When you have an artist that you really like one way, it's really difficult to line them up. They're not apples to apples, right? It's like they're just not. But I still, every time I see Kingzilla linked to something, I'm already thinking I want to hear a certain thing. So I'm kind of closing my mind. Ah, I hate it when I do that. All right, what is next? So here's the next one. It's called The Ride by Volunteer.
Thank you.
That was called Volunteer, The Ride. I love that. Volunteer is out of, it's Corey Quintard, originally from Jacksonville, Florida. And Volunteer released music with pop sensibilities, roaring vocal melodies. But you know what? Listen, the lyrics in this song are what really make it so appealing. That and the space in the music. It really does take you to another place. It's very relaxing. It takes you right down. You know what I mean? And I love music that creates a vibe. I think any vibe, whether it gets you up and dance or it just gives you that emotional response where you just feel just chill. You know what I mean? We even do a chill zone playlist, right? For that reason. I like that one. Very, very good. All right. Smokey Low Key has a single out called Keep Your Eyes Up. I'm going to play it for you guys, and then we're going to read some of these comments right after this. Pretty interesting.
Keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me.
Got the red in the crown.
Keep your eyes on me.
You know what? Stay high, no lie. That got your mind. Cool vibes. It's my time. First much is shining. You can't take it from me. Take it from me. Take it from me. Smoky, Loki, and you know my eyes. Cheechin', sitting back, sipping, feeling out the weekend. Fuck, I might go grab some chicken. But this coronavirus crazy got everybody out here tripping. I be out here in the focus whipping. You know, Ghost, he said he's sipping. He not phased nor about the bitching. Only real runs rolling, and that's never gonna change. Never gonna let any hoe be the reasons why my pockets drain. Never gonna let that bird jump hit the wall with my brains. I'ma focus on the sun and the birds outside. Because I know mama's crying, cause they sons just died. I know crack and selling the children just to get that high. I know animals getting hit, and they just wondering why, so I'ma be thankful that I'm still here and alive, because homies praying on gullibles just to survive.
I'm so sorry, youngins, but you be the cause of your own demise, so keep your eyes up and your music too,
because why, Smokey, why?
Because the only one to trust besides God is you.
I can tell you, man, it's hard to trust somebody else besides yourself, though, but God's the one that got you. It's for y'all, man, listen.
I know so many things didn't happen. Everyone is sitting back just talking and yapping. But you know you better achieve more than they can achieve. That's why they always is bitter. Rip the heart up off your sleeve. But believe, yeah, there's a better way. You know the words. Don't let them ever just stand up in your way. Don't be led astray from the path you own. And you need to know a friend's words can always lead you wrong. Now, what you call it, these bars, it's your home. And I'm sorry, homie. No currency up on your phone. Now you're sitting there, missing home. People passing away, but you can't say goodbye because, yeah, they gone. What do you do now? See, you're feeling regret, but you always have the option going and choosing the next. Going and move with that, yeah, and making a difference. None of us are worthless, we just live the life we're giving. Ghosts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Life is giving a lot. You know, to feel the life we. And we from the three. Yeah. Hey, I'm mad to the master's mind. You gotta look far for it, it ain't hard to find. All will come the truth in time. So sit back and gonna sip this truth like wine. I look back and remember what started the grind. It was personal motivation to motivate my kind. Because if we become better one mental day, there's that much less stress, somebody harder's gonna wait. There's one more decision that can open the gate. There's one new, a ripple of time loop with a hate. I see I grew up learning your love conquers all. But jealousy is the thing that caused kings to fall. Maybe your scripts are flipped like prenups.
Nowadays you can't trust presidents or a preacher.
So I'm here to elect a whole new teacher. The kind that brings that hope all through your speakers. So I need you.
Great song, right? It's got a lot of nice sounds going on in there. I have to say, I'm really into that. You know, like I really do study songs when I get to play them on the station, because I have time to sit and just chill. And this is, you know, this is part of my job, is just to sit here and just listen to the songs and play them. So I tend to not be as distracted when I'm actually working. And I like to listen to all of the little the little nuances that they put into the songs and the sounds, the layers. I was watching a video today, and by the way, you guys were just listening to Smokey Lowkey, Keep Your Eyes Up. This is a collaboration project with Smokey Lowkey, who is a hip-hop artist out of Lakewood, Washington. But he also works with Ghost, You Know It, I Like It. He's a great artist that has contributed a lot of music to AVA Live Radio and done really well here. And I love to see these collaborations come out. You know what I mean? I think they're really great because you can hear a little bit of each of the artists involved in them. And they just really do sometimes make it. When it's a good mix, it makes it just so much better. But I was watching a video today, and it was about the layers that go into a song and how some people just bang them out, right? But then a lot of songs are done over time, and sometimes they'll spend, you don't even hear it. But until you hear the artist talk about how many layers, maybe there's 100 layers of vocals in there, you know, like they did them for 8 hours or something, and there's all these multiple layers in the choruses and all of the melodies and everything have been mapped out so carefully. Even some of the sounds that you hear were maybe created with just sounds, you know, like I know a lot of artists that carry around their phones, and I do it too. And when you have like something, I don't know, a sound or a note or a melody, you want to grab it right away. So you put it on your voice coder, you know, on your cell phone, and you try and keep them organized. And I've seen a lot of artists, and I've done this myself, take the sounds right off the phone. Like maybe there's a swishing sound or a car door slamming or something that just appeals to you. You get it on tape and then you put it into your DAW and then you start warping it and just kind of making it a little bit more than what it is. And I often hear some of that. You start to develop a little bit of an ear for it. And I often hear where artists are trying to be a little more outside the box. And I think it makes a difference. I really do. I think that when your fans know that you've put that in, it's something, one, to talk about. And it's another thing for people to listen more intently to the music when they know it's present, when they know it's there. Then they go back and it's a whole nother ballgame as far as respect for the artist, attitude towards their work ethic, you know, and the quality that you're actually getting involved with a certain artist. And then after that, I notice that I'll tend to go and listen to their next track and be more of a listener to them. So it's something to think about when an artist really does take the time to layer in that energy, or they're a particularly great guitar player, or they're really a wonderful vocalist that you've always admired, and you kind of know a little bit of that history is going into those songs. That's what collaborations can often bring as well. Yeah, you know what I mean, right? All right, good deal. All right, who's next? So that, again, Smokey Lowkey, Ghost, You Like It, I Love It, Displaya, I just...
I know that you're
Always a great song. Black Angels, It's You on AVA Live Radio. New music release radar. So I was reading some of the comments on the Billie Eilish thing, and honestly, I don't think a lot of these people knew the conversation about Adele before this, prior to this. It seems like it's a different fan base, and that's usually the case. But I can say a couple of them were really interesting. One was a really good point. They said, I've always been so interested to see what it would be like to be in Billie's shoes. To be 18, have the whole world watching and judging every aspect of you and your life. How millions are looking at you from their opinions and their own perspectives, regardless of how positive or negative that is. It's insane to have such a huge audience and a platform at such a young age and have to shoulder so much. And that's very true. Very true. It's almost a shame, you know, like it's almost a shame that level of music success, career success has to come with relentless touring, never being home, you know, never having that downtime and on constant scrutiny. So you're not only like trying to make the music good, you're not only trying to make, you know, everything good and put out the very best that you can be, but you're taking constant scrutiny and it's really hard to shelter yourself from it. And it's also, in order to stay at that level and then not be judged for sinking back, I mean, how creative can you be? I mean, people are going to be telling you what to do and pushing and pulling at you and stuff like that. So that's even aside from the weight thing, right? I like the other one that I read, and this was so very true. And especially for women, if you want to look good and you want people to compliment you, you can't wear baggy clothes. And it's so, so true. The things that you wear that are really, really comfy basically are not going to be the same things that people find attractive on a female, sexy and attractive. And it has been like that forever. I mean, really, like as a female, it can be really difficult because there's going to be those moments where you just don't feel like being in tight fitted clothes and, like, you know, having everything showing. I could honestly say from my modeling background, I hated the reaction that I got from people when I had to wear really sexy clothes. And the reason why was because nobody ever commented on how I was or who I was or, you know, just a regular comment. It was always baby and, you know, sexy and you're so hot and this, like, really like non-conversation, right? You felt so alone in the world because you were only ever looked at like an object. So it's almost like you're encouraged to not wear tight clothes because of what you draw. I noticed a huge difference, especially on Instagram. A couple of years ago, I was working in doing some ambassadorships with a promotional company, and I had to stop working with them because they kept sending me swimwear and lingerie pieces to model. And I was like, okay, they're like, we don't care. You can put stuff over it if you want, as long as some of it shows. You don't have to, like, you know, just be full out in a bikini and lingerie. But this is what the client wants. They wouldn't send me like shoes. They wouldn't send me like music equipment, you know, although I was getting that too. But a lot of the stuff that people would send me would be like really tight fitting clothes where like everything is just coming out. And I noticed a huge difference in the fan base that I was attracting. Now, I did notice that my numbers went up really fast, right? Because sex sells. However, I didn't like the quality of the fans that it was attracting. So ultimately, I actually opted out of the contract and said, you know, I just can't do it anymore because it's not something I'm comfortable with. I have done a lot of modeling in the past, but I've never done it on social media before. And now that I see what it attracts and you know, it's kind of working against my personal brand and what I do. And it does objectify you. It does. So there's a flip, right? It's like this fine line where you have to find things that really speak to you and that make you really comfortable. Now, if you know Billie, she purposely wears clothes that are like five times to her size, just so that people won't focus on that, on the bust and the waist and the hips and, you know, all the sex appeal. She wants people just to focus on her talent, which she's managed. But in the process of it, they have focused on the clothes anyway. You know what I mean? Just in a whole nother way. And it's like, you can't do it right no matter what. That's what it comes down to. You really can't. You just have to be yourself and be what's comfortable, you know? But for me personally, I was never comfortable in beauty pageants, never comfortable in being a full-time model. It was just not what I really wanted. And this really speaks to this scenario, this thing that's going on, this undercurrent of fat versus skinny, you know, healthy versus unhealthy. I get the healthy thing because I like to be healthy and I like to feel strong. So I like to work out. But, and as a product, it keeps my body in good shape, and that's a great thing. But I do not believe that people should be objectified. I don't think that they should be an object. They should be a person with a personality and treated that way, no matter what they're wearing. And I know it's hard to do on Instagram, but it is what it is. All right, next up, Anna Post Writing is got, this is the next song by Living Waters. I really enjoy this song. Like I said in one of the previous shows, I think it's good for our songwriter series, but you give it a listen and let me know.
Anna Post got the news one day when her husband turned and walked away. Saw the screen door slam, she couldn't even cry for the man she loved. And now she's writing for the paper, although the meaning still escapes her. Anna Post Writing, Anna Post Writing the news.
Anna Post Writing,
Anna Post Writing, Anna Post Writing the news. Away, though she doesn't have a word to say. She knows that it won't be the same, and so she plays the newsman's game. And now she's writing for the paper, although the meaning still escapes her. She had to look to satisfy the questions in her brain. And then it all was crystal clear. She saw the answer to a prayer. Jesus healed her misery and pain. And then she had to write it down to tell her husband what she'd found about a love for us that never ends. She put the letter in the postbox. It was Anna postmarked. All my love I am sending. Writing in the letter about a way of life that's better. Anna Post Writing, Anna Post Writing good news.
Anna Post Writing, Anna Post Writing,
Anna Post Writing, Anna Post Writing good news.
Anna Post Writing,
Anna Post Writing, Anna Post Writing good news. Good news, good news, good news.
That one had a little nod back to some other songs. Didn't you hear it? I did. I could hear some of those traditional sounds in there from different songs that I've liked. That was Anna Post Writing with Living Waters as the songwriter. Very good. They actually have a lot more on Spotify if you guys want to go check it out. This is all part of the Release Radar playlist, by the way. So if you are interested in discovering new music with us, we have the Release Radar playlist over there on Spotify for you. You can link it up through avaliveradio.info, as well as featured articles about all of these artists are over on the main website. So another one that did come in that you probably haven't heard yet is Esperion has a single called Whiskey. This is on the playlist right now. Let's go listen.
I like my whiskey on ice and my women on fire. I like my women on fire. I like my whiskey on ice and my women on fire. I like my women on fire. I like my whiskey on ice and my women on fire. I like my women on fire. I like my whiskey on ice and my women. I'm sipping that whiskey, I'm smoking that loud. So come and ride with me, girl, no time is better than now. She jumped in the whip and sparked up the convo. Said that she wanna get lit, so I gave her a hit of that goon from the Congo. That's mixed with the OG. She's hitting it slowly. Said that she down for whatever you doing, it better, so baby, come show me. The limits are endless, like taking a trip to the stars. And we can just spend this time like taking a ship up to Mars. Your body's perfection, I feel the connection. You like the true best and teach me a lesson with your affection. She jumped on my lap quick, playing a role like an actress. Yeah, she handled the biz, whipping the step.
I like my whiskey on ice and my women on fire. I like my women on fire. Whiskey on ice and my women on fire.
Shorty fire, she coming back cause she just getting high. Every day I'm sipping whiskey, always getting tipsy cause I'm always getting fly. People always try to judge me, I don't let it hurt me cause I always feel alive. We the hottest in the city, you can ask around, the haters always telling lies. I ain't never gonna stop, I gotta do this for my son until the day I die. Every minute I'm just rolling blunts just to hide the pain cause I feel the vibe. Pouring liquor on ice, I don't give a fuck cause you know I'm down to fight. All my diamonds, they be shining bright. My whole team, we just getting right. We just taking off and we just taking flight. People always love our sound, cause you know we never quitting, nigga, and you know I always come around. Always killing beats, busting down these pounds. Always in the streets, about to take the crown. Always bringing heat, I'm about to make them drown. About to take the lead, I'm leaving out the town.
Bitch. Whiskey on ice and my women on fire. I like my women on fire. Whiskey on ice and my women on fire.
That was Whiskey by Esperion, William Savant, and Destroyer. They are out of Nassau. I like it. You're right. That cover art does look very much like a movie poster. They did a good job on the cover art, for sure. It's pretty exciting. I know, right? I would totally imagine this song in a club, you know, like deep house club. Just chilling back where everybody's, I feel like a lot of people have listened to so much dance music. I don't know if it's just Miami where there's a lot of clubs where this is going on. You know what I mean? Where this is the music. Miami has certainly a big infusion of Latin music, but they also have a lot of hip hop now. And I feel like the last time I was there, I heard a lot of this more modern rap. you know. Now, this artist is influenced by modern rap, Delt blues, traditional hip-hop, and hardcore rap. He's got a lot of influences. If you want to go look at the list, you can go over and find out more about him over at avaliveradio.info. Look for S. Perrion. Whiskey was inspired by the simple fact, I love beautiful women. Whiskey and booze. All right, well, he's telling it like it is. Dance music makes people happy. It does. It lifts you. Absolutely. How can it not, right? All right, next up, let's go to, I've got two more on the list for now until Songwriter Showcase tomorrow. Backseat Treaty. This is the radio edit by Outlaw Saint. We got it. So Outlaw Saint released a song about friends with benefits. That's what that one was. I really feel like this one, for some reason, was recorded live. I don't know why it keeps striking me like that. I guess because I know that they're making their album, and they have an album coming out called A Few Better Options. But this doesn't sound like it's been mastered. So I have a feeling, doesn't it kind of sound like a rough cut song, like it's a, like not a demo, but more like from one of their concerts recorded live. So I'm really interested to see what they come out with when it comes to the album coming out. So we'll see. They're really influenced by Guns N' Roses, AC/DC. You can kind of hear that in some of the music for sure. And certainly the the style is more on the vocalist. And yeah, I think so too, right? That's what I was thinking. When I was listening to it, I think I heard it for the first time the other day. We were playing it on something. And I was thinking to myself, I wonder if that's the final cut or if this one was sent in as a rough cut, you know, in pre promotion of the album coming out. So I'm interested to see what is going to be on the album and see what the quality is like moving forward for this band. But either way, they're called Outlaw Saint. They have outlawsaint.net. They're on Reverb Nation. This track is actually on Reverb Nation. It is currently on our playlist, but it's listed as a radio edit. So I don't know. We're going to have to go back and get some details on it and see exactly what is the radio edit. Is it shorter? Is there a longer version? Is there another cut coming out? Is the version on the album going to be different? Maybe this is a pre-release. They didn't list any of that information in the document that came out and was released with the song. So I don't have that information for you, but it's just kind of coming up in my mind and I'd like to get that story. So if you're listening to the podcast today, definitely shoot me an email and let me know the story behind this nifty new song, because I am interested to see what you guys do, you know, moving forward, because there's a lot that can be done here with Outlaw Saints for sure. All right, so finishing off the playlist for today on our new additions to release Radar. I'm looking through my list right now. The last one, here it is. Metal band Visions has a new release called See You Soon. Perfect for the ending of the show, because I will see you again soon. But let me tell you a little bit about the band, though, before we go, so that you get some pre-information. And this page is a featured page at the top of our site. Came out May 26th at AVA Live Radio. Song's very good, by the way. See You Soon from rock metal band Visions. Most inspired by like Nirvana, Marilyn Manson, Asking Alexandria. Now I probably piqued your interest on this one, but they are, it says, we try to be different. We try to play different styles of rock. We like to play both light music and very heavy music. We are trying to find our approach to creating songs by investing a story in each of them. The music we are creating is a dirty but honest sound. Dirty and honest. You know you're staying for this track. We want to make rock music mainstream again, and together we can do it. I know. Rock music has kind of been, it's had a situation. It's like it was coming really strong the last few years, but if you've noticed, a lot has been tailored back with the releases of rock. I don't know why. I really don't. Because it's bizarre, because we used to get a ton of rock tracks in and we play all kinds of music. We don't have, like, we can't play rock right now because there's nobody telling us what to do here. So we certainly love to play rock and roll songs. I don't know why we're not getting as many as we used to. We need to put a call out for more rock, because gotta have that striked balance, right? But I think I struck the balance kind of here today. We didn't really do a lot of pop. We did some songwriter. We did some hip hop. And, you know, we mixed in with a little classic rock and now a little bit of metal. So we kind of touched on something for everyone on this Release Radar show, which I tend to try and do if I can, even though there's a very short amount of songs. In any case, this is the last song of the set today until tomorrow, where I do Songwriter Showcase. I'll be back again for that. Don't forget to hit our YouTube channel if you want to catch things like what's going on with the Joe Rogan story, or, you know, some of these hot topics that I've been talking to you guys on the show about. This is Jacqueline Jacks for AVA Live Radio. Have a very safe and happy day. And I absolutely adore and love you guys. Thanks for showing up for us and continuing to download all of our episodes and share them with your friends. All right, going out. See you soon. Bye, Visions.